starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kahit na nag-stabilize na ang interest rate, nananatiling hindi nagbabago ang rental stress sa buong Australia. Sa maraming capital cities, nagbibigay pa rin ang mga sambahayan ng halos isang katlo ng kanilang kita para lang magkaroon ng matutuluyan. At pinakamatindi ang sitwasyon sa Perth, lalo pang lumala sa estado ng Perth pagdating sa affordability. Kamakailan ay nagtala ang estado ng panibagong 4% ng pagbagsak sa affordability kumpara sa nakaraang taon. Narito ang ulat ni Christopher Tan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Last time was $418.36.
Isang laban ang pagbabudget kapag wala nang natitirang pera. Para sa single mother na si Emily Clements sa Perth, bawat linggo pakiramdam niya ay isang kalkulasyon ng survival. Pinalaki niya ang kanyang dalawang neurodivergent na anak gamit ang kanyang Centrelink parenting payment na nasa humigit kumulang $800 kada linggo.
My rent is $850 a week, so already my whole Centrelink payment, if I wasn't getting, yeah, has already gone to rent. I don't save anything, so I don't have any savings. The additional money will either come from my parents if like there's something that pops up, like maybe my car, flat tire.
Nagtatrabaho din si Ms. Clements ng part-time sa administration. Pero bawat dolyar na kinikita niya ay nagpapababa ng kanyang pension.
We've got some money here that we can use. Some fake money. Gosh, wouldn't it be nice if this was real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ang pag-iipon para sa down payment ng bahay ay mahirap na ding abutin. At pinakamasakit ang guilt kapag iniisip niya ang tungkol sa pagbibigay sa mga pangangailangan ng kanyang mga anak.
Actually try not to think about it because it makes me feel like a huge failure. It's never been within my radar that I could never provide for my kids.
Lumaki siya sa isang pamilyang nasa mid-level wealthy. 10 taon na siyang nagrenta pero sa nakalipas na ilang taon, ang upa niya ay tumaas mula $380 kada linggo hanggang $850 ngayon. At matindi ang kompetisyon. Marami na siyang napuntahang home open kamakailan at bawat isa, sabi niya, ay mahigit sa 40 taong nakapila.
I went to a home open and when I went to ask a question to the real estate agent, as I was waiting there, there was a lady already talking to him who had said that she just sold her property and she had about $600,000 in her savings. So she was very happy to pay a whole year of rent in advance. So they're the type of people I'm competing with.
Ipinakita ng pinakabagong Rental Affordability Index ng National Shelter na nangyayari ang ganitong pressure sa buong bansa. Bagamat tumatag na ang interest rate, hindi sapat ang bilis ng pagluwag ng affordability. Sabi ni John Engler mula sa National Shelter, dapat manggaling sa bawat antas ng gobyerno ang solusyon.
These type of things that state governments can do, when you back it in with what the Commonwealth can do, both through leadership and other schemes such as Build to Rent, a national harmonisation of rental laws, and other ways that the Commonwealth itself can also make a difference, that's what we'd like to see.
Pero sa maraming lungsod, lalo na sa Sydney at Perth, hindi sapat ang bilis ng pagbabagong ito. Sa Sydney, kasing tindi rin ang pressure. Si Charlotte Carlson-Jones, 42 years old, ay dumating sa Australia mula Sweden noong siya ay 19 years old bilang estudyante. Mahigit 2 dekada na ang lumipas, isa pa rin siyang single mother na nagrerenta at patuloy na nahihirapan.
For me, as a sort of first generation immigrant, that like my parents aren't in the property market, so we don't have that sort of luxury of what the previous booms have been able to offer people in my generation already, so we're already sort of far behind.
Nagtatrabaho siya ng part-time at kumikita ng $2,000 kada fortnight. $1,200 dito ay diretso na sa renta.
Older women have for a very long time sort of been the most high risk of ending up as homeless or in social housing. So I think, and that's not something we address by housing for older women. I think we address it way earlier in a woman's life in terms of their opportunities to go to work and support themselves.
At hindi lang ang mga pamilya ang nakakaramdam ng bigat. Nahihirapan din ang mga negosyo na makakuha ng staff dahil maraming tao ang hindi kayang tumira malapit sa kanilang trabaho. Araw-araw nakikita ng cafe owner na si Lee Tenkui ang epekto nito.
The issue is that there are less houses available than people need to live in them, and some people own many more houses than they can live in. And if those houses were made more available, then potentially things would ease.
Sabi ng Housing Minister ng Western Australia na si John Kerry, ang ekonomiya at paglago ng populasyon ng estado ang dahilan ng pressure at iginiit niya, ginagawa ng gobyerno ang lahat ng makakaya nito. Ipinunto niya ang $5.8 billion na investment sa housing at 3,800 social homes na naihatid sa loob ng 4 taon. Ayon sa pamahalaang federal, kinikilala nito na kailangan pa ng mas maraming aksyon pero ginit nito na pinapataas din ito ang supply sa pamamagitan ng National Housing Funds at pakikipagtulungan sa mga estado para magtayo ng mas maraming rental homes. Para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Claudette Centeno.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.